I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA, and this is like the podcast from hell today.
We tried to record last night, but
my bad.
Technical difficulties. Okay. And then I was like, okay, here we go. We're on. We're doing it 6 o'clock at night. We've never done a podcast this early. And as soon as we start recording, ding dong. Like, shit. Someone, Amazon's here. I don't know. I'm not going to answer it. Ding dong. Courtney, I got to go. Someone's ringing my bell.
Someone's ringing my bell.
And it was PG&E shutting off my power.
Yeah. So if this at any point gets choppy, it's because I don't know how to edit, but I'm doing my best. Okay.
We have you truly are the 70 to my 30.
Both in the way and the age Courtney we does, are.
Courtney does 70% and I do 30%.
But like you bring 100% funny, so it works well.
You need me?
No. I need you. I need you. Did Lucy ever make it without Ethel?
No.
She did. She actually did. But that was a bad. Okay.
What's Thelma without Louise?
Alive.
Hey, you know what?
What's Alfie without Heidi? Oh, wait.
No, I got a good one.
Okay.
What is Lou? What is Lou without Sonia?
She's nobody but a has-been cabarelista. Can we just discuss? Okay, so here's the thing, right? Everybody was like, where's this podcast? Like, what's happening? And I'm really sorry about the technical difficulties, okay? And, like, I'm even more on edge because if you watched our story today, like, I am Erica Janing without a DoubleTree Hotel today. And so it's just, like, I'm on edge. The podcast wasn't out in time, but it was freaking divine intervention.
No, it really was because...
What came out today, Mary?
The...
Come on.
New York Housewives 10th season.
10th anniversary. I had no 10 seasons it's been on. And you know what? It hasn't slacked like OC has.
This is their best franchise.
Their best. And I think you did mention it before, and I think you're right, that this is the first time that they've had the exact same cast brought back.
Yes.
So yes. They're bringing it. Let's just break down the trailer.
Okay, I mean, obviously the hottest story is that Lou's a convict.
Yeah. And a loser. Carol called her a loser. Yeah.
Carol calls her a loser. And I'm very excited for Carol this season because she's finally sticking up to Bethany. And there's clearly been some strain in their relationship.
Yeah, we've been speculating that, like, something's not right with that. And it seems like it comes to a
It's head. Because... It's Bethany.
Yeah, she's
It's Bethany.
Mean.
Bethany loses all her friends. She only has that one friend that from Florida. She doesn't even have her parents.
Well, that's a
No one likes her.
She's got Frederick. I can't watch
No, they get in fights on that show too.
I can't watch that show. It's like two fame whores competing for a spotlight. Like, I can't.
She's just such a strong.
But she needs, like, just turn it down.
Why do you guys like her? I don't get it.
I
feel like I'm an outlier.
I've decided what it is with you. It's like, you know, you and I always disagree about who we like, mm-hmm. and then somehow I come around to what you like.
I was always right.
You were always right. And here I was trying to, like, just say, no, 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 you're wrong. And then I'm like, oh, shoot.
You like Rena.
And you know, 2018 is my year of saying, when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And when you're right, I'll tell you.
Thank you.
I just wanted
boost
you to
boost my ego some more.
I just wanted you to know that.
Thank you. But let's okay. Other highlights in the trailer is that Carol says Adam went on a date with someone else and he liked it.
Yeah, and Carol's also like, okay, so it seems as if Carol and Lou seem to be kind of the big, like Lou is like the main storyline. Like how far she's come from when she went back down to a friend of back into the spotlight.
She's really rose above her.
Mm-hmm. As candy for
what are those called?
Prison bars?
Not differences.
Oh, no. Different.
No. She's really come out of that orange jumpsuit just fine.
And she's wearing white again. Or skinny girl red. I enjoy like Luann as, you know, because it's almost like before when she was like the countess and she was kind of smug, but now it's like this like storyline. She has no Jacques, justice for Jacques. Tom is fucking every blonde girl in the Regency.
Well, and Jacques apparently was at the cabaret show.
What?
This week, what she did with Sonia in the audience with his girlfriend.
Ugh, I just wish, like, I kind of want them to be back together, or I wouldn't mind seeing Lou with the pirate.
I think Lou's going to be doing a little bit less dating this season.
I don't think she has time for it, to be honest. Between assaulting a police officer in Palm Beach, going to rehab, prepping for her cabaret show, which we heard there were cameras at. I'm also very upset that this was only in New York because it's rude. We would have loved it on the West Coast. Is she going on tour?
I would have flown down.
Yeah.
I would have flown down.
Right? Is she going
to LA?
Like she needs to go on tour.
I mean, it's actually, I could really see that as a San Francisco show, though, like in the Castro.
Okay. I mean, I'll fly up to San Francisco. I'm just saying, like, bring it to the West Coast because you have Lou. You got a fan base here. We stand with Lou.
We stand with Lou and Monica and buy your car hairs. Monica and buy your freaking hair.
Okay. And then, so then there's like,
chic, c'est la vie. Aigle la France.
So good. What was the song she sang with her daughter? She's like, don't be all uncool. Just be cool. It was like on Watch What Happens Live. It was like something like that.
I believe it.
And then we see them at Bobby's funeral. It's like all of this is very fresh. This has all happened within the past couple of months.
I know. I can't wait. It's going to be here in a month's time. I'll be in Mexico during the time.
Oh, well, I hope you have a Lou in the bushes kind of tale.
Thank you. I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope I like am kind of like a Dorinda because Bethany just calls her a drunk to her face in the preview.
And you know what? Let her live. Can she live?
She's a widow.
She's surrounded by
she
red.
She can do whatever she wants.
She can have 99 red balloons and 99 glasses of scotch. Let her live her life.
No, they're the Tito's franchise.
Right. Well, and then Shannon. I'm waiting for the day when Andy realizes that we need a Real Housewives house and you just stick random housewives in there and let's see what happens.
They need to be more like The Bachelor. The Bachelor spinoffs are better than the actual season.
I mean, I haven't watched any of it this year, but yes.
Me neither. Sorry. That's a lie. I watched one episode.
Okay.
Guys, don't worry. Just refilling my wine glass. I usually don't drink during this, but I just kind of felt like it because it's Thursday.
Well, we're doing it early. This is nice. This is very nice. I worked from home today, so I was afforded the luxury of not having to commute, which is lovely. But anyways, this season is going to be on fire. I'm super stoked. But you know what's not going to be on fire? We have not seen footage of the freaking cruise in the trailer.
That's a good point. I mean, who wears the diapers? We need to know. It's not Lisa Rinna anymore.
No, I think it's Sonia.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out, hopefully. Any other New York buzz we need to talk about?
I mean, besides Ramona launching a skincare line, like, I don't know what happened to True Renewal, but like, I'll buy it because she looks amazing.
I would buy it. She's 60. But I mean, that's a facelift.
Well, obviously, but she's still doing, like, she's looked great forever. I always thought she had, like, really good skin.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Maybe it's the Pinot Noir. I mean, the Pinot Gris.
Ramona Pinot Grigio.
The Pinot Gris.
Speaking of your trip in Mexico, we did see that there were a few people in Mexico and that there was a rumor started by our very own Mary Mahoney.
So, Tamara, Vicky, and Shannon were in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and now Tamron has a broken foot. So I think Vicky pushed her off the bar at Ondalis.
I mean, they're probably having a good time. Vicky just was like waving her arms in the air, like, let's whoop it up. And then one circle too many of that arm, and she just knocked Tamara over.
That's what happened, guys. Or she got hurt working out when she got back. I don't know.
Either way, I like don't care about Tamara. I just don't care about it.
Tammy Sue.
Little Tammy Sue. Look, I want Tammy off the show. Like, I don't like her and Vicky and Shannon as a threesome. Lisa Rinna told us this week, threesomes don't work.
Threesomes don't work.
You know, Shannon's going to get pissed off.
No, I'm excited for this threesome. I think like Aunt Vicky's back in town.
I guess it depends on Shannon
was down there with her girls first, and then Vicky and Tamara came down, I feel like, for only 2 nights.
Yeah, it was a very short trip.
Did up on Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then...
But someone not there was Kelly God, because she is pissed at Vicky right now.
She was roasting
her. She called her a pig.
She said that Steve and Vicky were pigs because apparently Steve set up Kelly's ex-husband, now that the divorce isn't finalized, with like one of his friends, and now though cameras are catching them together rehashing, reliving, maybe making up. I don't know.
Yeah, that will be interesting. You wouldn't want to be on Kelly God's bad side.
No, because she'll just call you a slut, a cunt.
And a pig.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she actually had a... We also started another rumor that she had a luau.
Yeah, roasting pigs.
We're actually the rumor circuit.
Yeah, it's just you. Okay, so today what went live was Dorit's swimwear line, which was previously called Phoenix Nava, named after that Fifi one over in the corner.
But Cinderella, night and day, it's Cinderella. Fifi, clean the bathroom! Fifi, wash Jagger's clothes!
Jagger, would you like another grape? Let mommy put it in your mouth for you. So anyways, Beverly Beach by Dorit has officially launched, and I don't know if you've seen the website. First off, not one single bright red bathing suit, despite Dorit telling us it's having a moment.
Red is having a moment.
But it's not for Beverly Beach. Secondly, it's like all American Apparel swimsuits. And then there's...
They did go out of business.
Well, they have a... Well, I thought that. And then they have a website. So now apparently it's all just like online commerce. It's an e-commerce company now. But besides the point, it's all horrible. And then there's one... She's like named them after different housewives. And the one piece is the LVP.
Oh my
and
God.
And then Erica's is like... It's like a leotard that has like a bandeau. And then it's like a wrestling suit that you put over. It's so freaking weird. Yeah. Oh,
wow. She's like, it's like a WWE bathing suit.
It's hideous. Needless to say.
It's like total divas.
I won't be buying it. Not that I was going to anyways, but you know. The only way you get free shipping is if you spend $125 and all of her bathing suits are like $115.
Oh, so you right, gotta buy exactly. two.
But so I just wanted to read you a line from her website, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure.
So this is Dorit's like mantra for Beverly Beach by Dorit. Every woman is a canvas. Every woman should feel confident and empowered with fashion. My goal is to give women the ability to choose between supportive and simple tops and high-waisted or cheeky bottoms. I'm designing for every woman to find what feels right for her body, her fit, and her comfort. Unless her name is Fifi, and then she can have the dish rag. Now, I might have added the last part, but I thought that it could have used a little bit of a rewrite.
Like, I think you did a great job and an excellent
accent.
Thank you.
I was feeling I was really losing it, but I appreciate the sentiment.
And you can only buy these online.
Yeah, Kyle by Eileen, too, hasn't stocked them yet. But we'll see.
Oh, only caftans and faux-fur. $600
red faux-fur. I saw somebody, like, had commented, like, on a post, like, how many Elmos did they have to kill for that jacket?
That's so amazing. Funny.
I was laughing. Okay, speaking of also Housewives, will you buy Erica Jane's book?
Hell to okay, the so- no. I'm actually not liking this.
I want to buy her book. I'm curious. So
you'll probably turn
so
next
maybe
year.
Maybe the jury, if the jury would like to join me, let us know. Maybe we'll do a little book club. And we could do like a little live session. Maybe I could do a live reading.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Can you get that?
Yeah, so I think maybe I'll buy the
book. She's got to be doing a book signing in LA.
Yeah, she has to be. I'll have to look into it. If anybody knows and just wants to message it for me so I don't have to do the research, I've done a lot of research today.
Let's talk about more about your research.
Okay, so as you all know, or maybe you don't know and this is news to you, Sheena is single white femaling Stassi again and starting a podcast called Shenanigans. So this is...
I mean, I will give her the name.
Yeah,
I
like well, you know name. She didn't come up with that herself. Someone was like, wouldn't it be funny? And she's like, oh, yeah.
She's like, shenanigans. Shenanigans.
She was like, let's just call it
shenanigans plus Madison Marie plus Rob. Heart.
And then you could either put Rob Parks Valletta or you could put Robbie from The Bachelor. You decide who.
You know, she was like totally one of those people, even though she's, what, 30?
30?
She writes Sheena Marie.
Oh, for sure.
Like everywhere. She has R's around her house.
Yeah. Somebody pointed that out to us because, as you know, again, maybe you don't, but she's this season, she's been wearing an R necklace around her neck. And then now there's R. We've been told that there's R, you know, the large letters that sit on a desk. Like there's R's around her house. It's in the new Where's Waldo.
Wait, and then she doesn't really even have to change it because she's pretending like she's going out with Robbie Hunter from The Bachelor right now.
Yeah, you know.
Or are
well,
they friends?
You know, she's like, he's hot.
Has she known him for like 10 years?
Wait, so he
minus
commented
six.
On her photo and he's like, best looking couple award 2 years in a row. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with these timelines? They've known each other for like maybe 6 months.
I wonder how far after filming Rob broke
like
up.
The day after.
He's like, cameras are done.
The day Peace. After. But, okay. So then today, so people were like commenting like, oh, Sheena, what a surprise. You're copying Stassi trying to like do it. And of course, Sheena's mom is defending her again. She's like, Sheena's been doing this for at least 10 years. She has a degree in broadcast journalism, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, podcasts did not exist 10 years ago. So I decided to take it upon myself to do a little internet research. And by research, I mean I Googled famous alumni from Azusa Pacific University because I feel like that's a small school. She'd be like somebody who graduated from there, you know, and be like a name for them. Yeah. She didn't even crack the top 25. So I was like, therefore, it led me to believe that she didn't actually graduate from there.
I completely agree.
However,
college.
As I posted that, we had one of the jury went hard and found, like, talked to the alumni office and got proof.
No.
I don't. She sent us an email. She forwarded the email. To whom it may concern, this letter verifies that Sheena M. Jenkin is an active member of the Azusa Pacific University Alumni Association. She has been a member in good standing since 2006.
I don't think San Diego State would say we are in
good
standing.
I'm like, does good standing mean you pay like alumni fees? Oh, because I'm like, I don't even think do that for DG. And that was, you know, no, whatever. Besides the point. Anyways, it was like, but what's great is you guys are so freaking smart. It's like MKEPI has nothing on the jury.
They don't. It's true stalking status.
It's amazing. I appreciate everybody who looked into it. Then we had people, you know. So then guess who else graduated from Azusa Pacific University? You don't know. I'm going to tell you. Brianna. Okay. Vicky Gumbelson's daughter, Culberson.
Oh.
Ryan sent us a photo of her diploma.
Oh, that is very fascinating. So that's where she got her nursing
she went
degree
to Chapman, but that's fine. But yeah, so he's like, so I'm like, oh, I wonder if they knew each other, but she graduated in 2009 and Sheena graduated in 2006. So that solves that.
Wow, that's a fascinating story. And she wasn't on the
no,
top 25.
So whatever,
alumni.
At least she didn't crack that. Like, I still, I don't know if I believe it. I don't know how do you pay your way through? Like, why did she go to APU?
Well, maybe she's just, can you be an alumni without graduating?
I say no, but I don't really know what the rules are. Like, maybe you can get just like an associate's degree or something, like community college. I'm just kidding. You know what? Let's give her the benefit of the doubt and she has it. I just want to say, though, she did not. There's no way she graduated with honors because she's not that smart.
I
you did?
Graduated on the dean's list.
Okay, so I guess anybody can graduate with honors. I'm just kidding.
I learned how to work the system.
But whatever. Good for her. Let's get into some polls. That's what I'm thinking. How do you feel about that? Okay, so do you need me to explain?
Right. I'm on my second glass.
Wow,
second
we've been
glass,
doing this for 20
so
minutes. Remember
good.
When you told me you don't think you could drink two bottles of wine in 45 minutes?
Is this a contest?
Yeah, I'm versing you against yourself right now. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, good luck. We'll time you. It better be 7 minutes or less, though. Okay. Okay, so do you need me to explain how the polls work? Or you got it? Okay. So what it is, I put up a bunch of poll questions. You're going to tell me what you think is the answer and or what you would choose. Okay? Okay. So the first question. Was Rob really going to marry the princess of Brunei? And before you answer, Rob messaged us at like 1 a.m. when I was like, oh shit. He was like, you guys are so funny. And I'm like, how does he not hate us yet?
I know. Is he like...
Yeah,
I mean, I know. Sheena blocks us.
He posts like just mean stuff, and he's still like messaging. He just must like the attention.
Yeah, he only has 80,000 followers, so we're giving him a lot of airtime.
Yeah. Okay. Also, somebody created a Madison Parks Valletta Instagram account.
I saw that.
My God, it's so funny. It's just like, Mom, lay off of Dad. You know he adores you. It's just like
the jury was like, which one of you did this?
Yeah, it's so funny. I applaud whoever made that account. Okay, now answer the question. Was Rob really going to marry the princess of Brunei? Yes, Jasmine, or no, Jafar?
No, Jafar. So I did a little research on this.
Okay.
And her name's Sarah. Mm-hmm. And she's 27. Okay. And there's no photos of the two of them.
Do they follow each other?
I did like a Google search.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I was like, where is Brunei?
Where is it?
I don't like, I didn't make it that far in the search.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. No, it's where, let's see. It's,
don't leave us with no,
Southeast Asia.
Oh, okay, perfect. But are there many princesses of Brunei? Because when I was looking at it, there was two. There's one married in 2004. One's like 6 years old.
Right. No. So I think I found the right one, Sarah.
Okay.
Because there was another one that had a wedding like in 2007 or something.
Okay. Maybe you can screenshot it and we can post it to our story.
Sure.
Okay. So 82% said no.
Yeah. I couldn't.
Well, so then I was thinking about it.
That was fake news.
But then I was thinking about it, and I'm like, his sister is that model, Amber Valletta. So, like, maybe he did meet people through her. But a princess of Brunei? And, like, maybe exaggerating that they were going to be engaged. And he was like, I wasn't ready for that. I'm like, you seem pretty ready for fame, Rob. I can't imagine you weren't into that.
But then maybe he had to live in Brunei.
Oh, yeah.
But also, I wouldn't think they'd, like, want to – maybe they can – maybe they have some weird rules.
Maybe we'll have to ask Rob before he blocks us, because you know it's coming. It's coming. Okay, so I got this next question was pointed out to me that I'm an idiot, and it's like, duh, one, we already knew that. Two, remember, I do these while I'm working, and like I have to pretend like I'm not taking pictures of my floor,
right?
So just like, can I live? Okay. Okay, so did Jax fake his drowning? Yes, he needed heart to heart. That's supposed to be no, he needed heart to heart. And then yes, he needed attention, but I wrote no, he needed attention. So my bad. What did you think?
I think he faked it.
So he needed attention or he needed heart to heart? He needed attention.
He needed attention, yes.
Okay, 58%.
That whole scene was like so amazing to me. Like it's called altitude, buddy. But also, okay, I can see running's a lot like harder in altitude. But swimming
is no, they're both hard. But
No. I mean, hello, I go to Tahoe every summer and I swim out to those buoys no problem. And we clearly know I am in not great physical condition.
I don't know what you're talking about. You've still been jump roping this whole time waiting for Sandoval to respond.
That's hard. That really does get at your heart rate. Really, I can't even. What if I jump roped in Tahoe and swam for Jax?
Oh, Mary.
I'm on to something here.
You have your summer plans to get your summer body. You're going to go run 20 feet like Jax did. You're going to do a little bit of a jump rope to challenge Sandoval, and then you're swimming to that buoy.
Yes. My mom always makes me swim to the buoy. She's like, come on, girls. We swim to the buoy.
Does she make you guys all challenge each other?
Or does she make she actually will be like, bring a noodle just in case. I'm like, mom.
It's probably like you can touch there too. Jax is like, oh, I can touch.
You can't touch in Tahoe.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, but it was so funny because it's like, lifeguard, and the lifeguard's like, is he serious? But he's like, you can help me. You can come help me if you want.
And like, meanwhile, Rob's like, I'll save the day once again on my paddleboard.
Well, and he was so funny. So then he's like telling Sheena, but he's like, yeah, I just took my shirt off and I got right on that paddleboard. He's like, thanks for the detail.
She's like, I love you,
and
babe.
And Sheena's like, oh my God, what can't you do?
A lifesaver.
Oh, and then did you do it in under 3 minutes? Wow. I should have timed you.
The best part is when Jax comes in and he's like, hey guys, I almost drowned. Lala's like, God, is it too early to have a beer? James Kennedy doesn't even look up from his phone. Like nobody cares.
Good thing I didn't need heart to heart. And then I don't know if you noticed too, then they're going to go like rock jump off from the boat, like, or you know, off the rock into the water. And Jax goes,
oh, I noticed.
Nah, I already cheated life once today. And I'm like, he is the worst person.
No, he said cheated death, no, though, right?
No, he said I almost cheated life. Like, cheated death is the correct way.
I cheated life. I guess I just heard it that way. Oh, wow. Yeah, he's iconic.
He's just, you know, he's a 38-year-old bartender, sir, who doesn't know plenty of idioms. Just like maybe him and Kelly Dodder are a good match.
Oh, I can see that.
It would be destructive.
Oh,
but like, vile. But like kind of in a good way, right? I mean, we're all just like waiting for Brittany to leave him.
I know. I don't really think she will, though. I don't think she is getting like a lot skinnier, and I feel like she's got her confidence back.
Yeah. I think Sheena's said, oh, Jax is going to mess with my relationship. Well, I'm going to mess with his. And I'm like, but isn't Brittany supposed to be one of your best friends?
I know. I didn't like that ending.
Gosh, you're such a see you next Tuesday. Okay. Do you lay out topless? Woman, hear me roar. Cover up, buttercup.
Not with my male friends around. No, I don't. I think the only time I've done that is in foreign countries.
That's so funny. I was just going to say, I did it and the only time I've done it was in Greece when it was a topless beach.
Right.
Like, and it was okay.
Appropriate, yeah.
Yeah.
It was you weren't going to fit in if you didn't do that.
Right. Like, you would be, like, spotted out for wearing a top.
Right. You mean outlier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever, Mary. I'm Jax too, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, 77% agreed and said cover up, buttercup. She doesn't need to do it. Like, I'm all for like loving your body, but like you really don't need to.
And I love Lala's body. Lala has body.
She has her boob job is such a good one. It's like a very Kate Hudson one. She has a boob job.
And like not too big.
Yeah, exactly. And her boobs are great, but she just like, it's just, you know, she keeps talking to James like, let's have respect for our people, our human beings. And it's
I
like,
respect well, my man.
Yeah. And it's like, well, don't man. Do you think her man wants her showing off her boobs? Maybe he doesn't care, but I would just think like, it's just a respect issue in general. You just don't need to. And then when Lala was like, guys, I even put my top back on for you. And Jax was like, bummer. And Brittany's like, Jax.
You don't have the authority to say that.
You are not cleared for that. I was like, you tell him, Brittany. She's like, or else you can raw inhale.
Raw inhale.
Okay, speaking of also, you know, respecting your space. Do you take showers with your girlfriend, boyfriend, and your BFF of the same sex? Menage a trois or hell to the nah?
I had to look up at work how you spell menage a trois.
Why?
All these filters, like it wasn't working.
It's like you probably had like NSFW like on your, remember your Catholic school computer? They're like, Miss Mahoney's looking up what a menage a trois is. You're like, I'm just the wine. I'd like to look up the wine menage a trois. A delicious red for this afternoon.
But no, I don't do that. I don't do that. I've never done that.
You've never looked up bad things.
No, I've never. I've never showered with my significant other's friend.
No, because it's fucking weird.
What was the rating on that?
100% said menage a trois.
Just wait, seriously?
No, 91% said hell to the nah.
Oh.
Maybe,
I feel like that should have been a 98. It's the fat thumbs.
Like, I could see, though, like, Stassi, Katie, and Tom Schwartz, like, all taking a shower together and it being, like, pretty innocent.
Like, on their honeymoon.
Yeah, like, all of them, they're like,
being in Bora Bora.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I could see that and it not actually be a big deal. But my best friend, like, if that was my boyfriend, it couldn't be his best friend that he's also hooked up with.
Yeah.
That could be why. Like, that's weird.
Right.
Okay. Did Carl redeem himself this week? He loves his mommy or Team Workus.
He redeemed himself. I, like, cried during the episode.
Oh, my God. I thought it was so sweet.
The mom. Well, it's
mom
just
had, like a lot of drinks this weekend.
Yeah. The mom had a lot of drinks and she's like, she has so much guilt and she feels like it's her fault that the husband left after 34 years. And she's like, I'm sorry I broke up the family. And I feel like he had the best answer. It's like, no, we're still a family. Like, I love you, mom. You're doing the best you can. Like, I'm your side. I mean, this poor woman, she was a doll. They were all dolls.
I love this idea. Has any of the other shows really done it? Where all the moms come? No. Like, Southern Charm, no. Well, that's because, like, Thomas is the same age as all of them. But, like, I just love that they had all the moms out. I thought they were so cute. Like, I thought Kyle's mom was, like, literally the mom version of Kyle.
Oh, my God. Well, isn't that a poll question?
No, I didn't make it.
Oh.
Maybe it is. It could be. I don't know.
It's Kyle's twin, his mom.
Oh, no. Sorry, I didn't put it in here.
And, oh, I, like, loved her. She's like, well, my dad taught me two things. One, make sure you have a good sex life. Mm-hmm. Like, basically, like, take the car on a spin before you buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do a little test drive, if you will.
And I think the other one was that you should live with your partner before. Something about toothpaste.
Yeah, you should share a tube of toothpaste.
Yeah, before you get married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. I just thought the whole thing was cute. And, like, I loved, like, Aunt Rhonda. I was like, that bitch needs her own spinoff.
But yeah, do you think that was Aunt Rhonda's Porsche? No, because she lived in Florida. Whose Porsche was that? That wasn't Lindsay's.
Well, it's...
They just rented it for the weekend for fun, probably.
I think so, too. That's probably what it was. Okay, but 52% agreed that Carl loves his mommy. So he had totally redeemed himself. Okay, sorry, this I had to go back because somebody said that we should do this for a poll question, and I love this question. If you saw Sheena, would you ask her for a pic? Yes, good as gold, or no, she's the worst? This is like kind of a predicament question, right?
Well, I would not say I'm two judgy girls.
No, obviously. Oh my God, actually, what do you think she would do if you saw her? And she, like, you were talking to her, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm one half of two judgy girls.
But I'm the nice one. Tordy writes all the mean ones about you.
But that's totally fine. But what would you do if you, what do you think she would do?
I would definitely try to get a picture with her, but I just say I'm Mary.
I just introduce myself as myself.
Yeah.
So you would try to get a picture. Like, I don't think I would.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
I don't think the only way I would get a picture is one, if it would take it, if we take it on her bad side.
Okay. Yes.
That would be like the only way I would do it. Otherwise, I would just be like taking creepy pictures from afar and making fun of her.
Yeah.
Because that's.
I mean, I think that's exactly what you would do. And I would have to be the person that went up to her.
Like, and you'd be like, oh my gosh, Sheena. Wow, you're like really pretty in person.
Is this Sheena or Britney Spears?
Oh my God. Were you once mistaken for Mila Kunis and you just went with it? Ugh. Wow, I can see it. Have you
saw John Mayer? Your body is a wonderland? No, what if I just went up to her and I started saying, your body is a wonderland?
And like, I heard it was written about you. What if you're like, wait, are you the girl that was the inspiration for A Bug's Life? What
do you think she would do?
And then she'd be like, okay, two judgy girls. I know who you are. Rob sends me your screenshots.
Do you think he does? People have to, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, Stassi. Stassi probably does.
No, there's no.
Tortures the girl.
No, Stassi does not. No. Wait, but also, I do have to say, so, okay, let me tell you this, and then I'll tell you a story. Okay, so 85% said no, she's the worst. But let me tell you, we got plenty of DMs of people being like, I did it. And they would send their pictures with Sheena. And I understood. I get it.
Like, who's going to listen to this podcast?
What's the podcast going to be about? That's, like, what I'm honestly very curious. Like, I don't – what does she have to tell us?
I just imagine a lot of nervous laughter.
Like, just like, someone almost drowned today. I just – I can't imagine what her subject matter is going to be.
Who would go on it with her?
Well, her first guest was
– Rob would come on it. I bet Rob would come on it.
No, her first guest is Ariana. Her second guest is Robbie from The Bachelor. So she she had posted a photo on her Instagram of her and Robbie, and she was like, leave us questions to ask us that I can ask Robbie on the podcast. And people were like, hey, Rob, does it take you 7 minutes to hang a TV? Like, hey, Sheena, are you just dating him so you don't have to get a new necklace?
Just taunting her.
Literally just like going down. And then you like see some like nice ones and you're like, all right, Sheena's mom, stop it.
Well, it's kind of like the teen mom. Like, how does Farrah still have?
Mary, I'm not part of this teen mom OG.
You guys, I fully support you. Keep on posting about Farrah and all things Teen Mom.
I don't even understand. So she's like a 17-year-old porn star?
Her daughter's 9. She's her like 24.
Oh, wait. Her daughter, the one – sorry to talk about a kid, but she looks like the devil.
I can't comment.
Okay, well, everybody else listening, I know you guys agree. Oh, Farrah with the red hair.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, she's horrible. She's like the back.
Wait, what's like, I'm trying to look for Sheena on my personal account. What?
Sheena.
Her name is Sheena.
I blocked you on her personal account? Mary, how did you get blocked on your personal account?
Sheena. What the fuck?
Are you spelling it S C H E A N A? Are you spelling it right?
Oh, it's with an H?
Okay. Oh, yep. I'm still not blocked on my personal.
Okay. I'm on it.
Okay. I even left a comment on this, but it looks like it got deleted.
Oh my gosh. She almost has a million followers.
I guarantee most of them are bought. Who's following her?
Let's look. 420. Oh, she's following 420 people.
Like, people are like, followers? Did you name your firstborn yet? At least she doesn't have to waste the R necklace. You both seem so self-absorbed that it just might work. Can you be single for a year? Serious question. No shade. How fast can he hang a TV?
Wait, this is from you. Is the picture taken like this because you both have the same good side?
Oh, I couldn't find my comment. I thought it got deleted.
Literally trolled these people.
I trolled her on my personal account. I need a life. Someone date me.
Courtney will like full on text me in panic attack mode.
Like, I'm a psycho. I'm like,
please stop me. Stop me. I'm a psycho.
I need a life. Why won't anyone love me? Help me so much. I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. I'm having an anxiety attack. I'm crazy.
And then I'm like, I have to go. I'm in the spa.
Wait, sorry. I'm just like backtracking a minute because I have to tell you guys about my run-in with MTV's Corey the Challenge.
This is like worse than Teen Mom.
First off, okay. The challenge is great, and the fact that you won't watch it like really hurts my soul. Like, it hurts me.
I gave it up.
I mean, I'm in a fantasy league, and it's just me and four boys, and they all live in San Francisco. I never see them.
You sound like a cool girl.
Oh no, as you know, I very much disagree with the fact that people might think I'm cool, because I am 0%. I have no level of chill. And I'm not cool. But so anyway, so Corey was at, I had some friends in town and one of my friends was moving. And so she had a going away party at the bungalow, which like Shep and Austin and Craig really love to go. It's like it's a spot for all douchebags in Santa Monica, which is like perfect for me because I love fuckboys.
Courtney was like, sign me.
No, you know how I feel. Like, I've gotten, I've been Carled. I've been Coried now. Not, like, actually. But, like, I just am, like, very attracted to fuckboys. So, anyways, okay. My friend's like, oh, my God, Corey's here. And I'm like, stop. And then it's like, who comes to these bars on a Saturday? Like, they want to be seen. No, I know. I'm saying, like yeah. celebrities. So, anyways, I'm like, we got to go find him.
That's not a celebrity, though.
Okay, sorry. You actually can't see me. I put quotes around it in my while I was sitting here.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also you know, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Whey. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Whey products. I'm a Whey girly, but be fizz free. With Whey, you can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
I put quotes around celebrity. People know who Corey is. He had a baby with Cheyenne. Anyways, besides the point, I'm just telling you, this is what I do. I should not be allowed in public. So he's like at the bar. My friend's like, okay, he's at the bar. Like, I think we got to go like make our move. We got to say something because like we have group texts about this show. And so we're like just standing there and we're all pretty drunk. Like, we're like, well, we can't say anything. I'm like, I'm just going to do it. And I'm like, hey, I really love you on the challenge. He's like, thanks. And then he was like really into wanting to talk about it. And I was like, oh yeah, I have a podcast. Like, you should totally come on it. I'm like, and what he was like, yeah, he was like down for it.
You're like, well, we don't know how to do that.
Actually, we don't have guests and we don't talk about your show at all. But like, I did post about you on our story saying you were here and that if I should stalk you. So maybe we should do a story. So then we like made this like boomerang story. He created the whole thing. He had like the vision and the direction, and he had his friend who was a quote unquote photographer doing all this, like posted it to our story. People were like, no, Courtney, stop. Don't hang out with him. I was like, I can't stop it. I can't stop. We took shots together. Like the next day I woke up and I'm like, I have like a full like 50 photos with him and me and my friends. My friends, just him, just me.
What side did I use?
I guess it was my left side, but I don't really know.
Are both your sides good?
No, neither are. And like face on isn't either because my face is just like a big round old circle. So it's like I just don't have a side. Like my back side is probably the best. Like just the back of my hair is where I really shine because I do have a great head of hair.
I don't even do the back of my head. I just do the front because I can't see it.
I actually do know that you do that.
I know everyone does. Sometimes you like, just can get those back curls, can ya? Well, I can't see him.
So anyways, that was
everyone in church is like looking at the back of my head. I'm like,
yeah, yep. You're being judged by a bunch of third graders.
Yep.
They all go home and talk to their mom about it. They actually have an Instagram account all about it.
Like, Miss Mahoney needs another keratin treatment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But anyways, that was my Corey story. And I just felt like I was like name dropped the podcast. And I was like, I am so lame.
You're like, he's like, I have no idea. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I was like, yeah. Like,
wait, I still don't know who you are. And I won't even remember that name.
I was like, I'm a relatively successful Instagram. We're at like 50,000 followers. I'm like, how many do you have?
You did not say that.
No, I said like I have like a relatively successful Instagram. So he would post on it. And then he did. And then I was like, you've probably got like some followers. And he's like, yeah, I got a few. And I was like, 273,000. God damn it. And I was like, well, foot and mouth. I was like, you want a shot? My friend will buy it for you. And then we took shots. It was lovely. But anyways, okay, moving on. Should we do some reviews?
Oh, is that the end of the polls?
Oh, no. Sorry. Okay. Sorry.
Don't worry, people. We're not going to debrief as long about each show.
Or maybe we will.
I thought the polls would.
Yeah. Okay. So who was, sorry, back to Summer House, and sorry, I would say we won't go off tangent anymore, but you all know that's a lie. So ADD. It's a real thing. Wait, it's a real thing.
Someone was messaging us and they're like a psychologist. They're like, she's like,
oh, like, you guys are morons.
No, he's like, you know, I'm just going to go back to like working and prescribing Adderall. And I was like, could you write me a prescription? He's like, he's like, he goes, you both literally fit the bill for ADHD. Unfortunately, you're in a different state, so I can't. And I was like, damn it. Where do we have to get a residence?
You have ADHD. I think I have ADD.
What's the difference?
Your hyperactivity.
I'm really lazy. I haven't changed all day. I'm in the same sweatshirt and sweatpants that I went to bed in. Should I not have admitted it?
I didn't leave my... I slept at my parents' house on Friday night, didn't leave till 3:30, and I left in my pajamas to drive home. And I wouldn't have left at all if I didn't have a dinner party.
Tell me about your dinner party. What happened?
Nothing.
Why are you laughing like that?
I hate you.
What did I do? I just was talking about my weekend, and I just realized...
You guys, I was a cougar, okay? I'm just going to leave it like that.
I was asking, like, where did you go somewhere for the dinner party?
Okay. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Oh my god, I was okay. Who was the cooler mom? Aunt Rhonda or Dana Workus?
Okay. Aunt Rhonda was cooler, but I really like Dana Workus because she's like,
is it because she's a pre Kim Zolciak Bierman before the surgeries?
She does have that look, but I loved, like, she builds those girls up and is like, know your worth. You're gonna meet a great guy. Don't settle for this bullshit. She builds her girls up.
She built Steven up too.
And I loved it. I think she's a great person and Carl's bad.
Okay.
I never thought about think that San Diego, Carl's bad, and then his like that was funny. Oh. They live in Carlsbad and Carl's bad. Like that was funny.
Like coincidence? I think not.
So good.
So good. Well, 64% said Aunt Rhonda. Okay, I did enjoy the fact though that Aunt Rhonda is cool with Lindsay. Like what cracks me up is like these guys get like straight up. They're like, oh, I haven't seen you in forever. Like, let's get blacked out. Like all the parents are blacked out. All the kids were blacked out. And then like Lindsay was so hammered. She caught a wasp in her hand.
No, they were. You can just tell when she is on the cusp of getting wasted. And that was like her.
She slurs a little bit. Yeah.
The classic. You don't think you're drunk, but you are. And you're just saying whatever you're thinking.
Mm-hmm. And then that.
But it sounds like all normal and rational. And then you think the next day and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Why did I say that out loud?
Yeah. Or did I say that out loud?
I thought that inside my head.
Yeah. I don't know if I said, did I say, I said it out loud. I had no inner monologue. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So.
Wait. And then when Everett left her that message, he was drunk, right?
He was blacked
out. He was like, I love you. I want you back. It's like, yeah, everyone says that. And then it made me believe that he was cheating on her. The wandering eyes comment? Did he cheat?
Wait, what did he fully say?
Well, he just said, like, I love you and I want you back. And then, but Lindsay was like, he has a lot to make up for and he has wandering eyes.
Well, remember last season when he was like, I slept in a bed with other girls, but I didn't do anything. And Steven was like, yeah, he did. So okay, I'm assuming something had to have happened. But, like, Who knows? Like, they're very Ross and Rachel. Like, maybe he thought they were on a break. I don't know. I don't know. But word on the street is that they're back together and that she's getting a boob job.
I support the boob job. But I want them to be,
and she wants, like big C's.
Flawless.
She wants big C's. I'm like, no. Like, guys, if you have, like, a smaller chest and you're skinny and tiny like that, Kate Hudson needs to be your model of success.
I agree.
Because she just wants like a little bit of cleavage. Like, and you know what? As someone who has big boobs, they are not fun. They're not fun. They get in the way. Look at Workus. She's got huge boobs and they're too much. She can't even fill a bathing suit top. Okay.
I bought two bathing suits at Target yesterday and I don't fill the tops, but I fill the bottoms.
Did you try the universal thread? We've been told by many people that universal thread might be better than Rockstar.
What?
Universal thread is the new denim line at Target, and it might be better than Old Navy's Rockstars.
Oh. I haven't tried it. I was just there yesterday.
You should have done it.
I don't like to try on at Target. I take it home and try on at home and then I return it.
Oh yeah, I'll take it home and try it on home and then it won't fit and I'll just never return it. I have like a bag full of Target stuff that I'm like, well, I'll just give this to Goodwill at some point. Whatever. Okay, back to the polls. Aunt Rhonda won with 64%.
Okay.
Okay. Big question. Is Steven a villain? He shouldn't have outed Carl, but Carl broke his heart.
I think it's both.
I think it's both too.
I think it was really wrong of him, and I felt really bad for Carl.
I do too, because honestly, like, not to get deep and dark, because that isn't the kind of show we are, nor is Summer House, but like, did something happen to him? Like, it seems like it's not an experience he's like, quote unquote, had to like come to terms with.
I also think it was like he was 22. He was probably really, really wasted doing God knows what else. And it was like a threesome and then a gay man got involved. I mean, it just sounds like a really wild night.
Like, it just, yeah, like he was like blackout, didn't really know what happened. I don't know. I don't care how hurt you are.
Yeah. And like, even just like heard about what happened. Like,
well, yeah. And it's like, it wasn't Steven's place to one, tell Lauren, and then two, to like put it on national TV now that we know. Like, I almost feel bad for our posts.
And especially because Steven like knows what it's like from his own parents not to be accepting and stuff.
Right.
And he doesn't, he always is feeling like not fully embraced or connected with, and like that there's something wrong with him. Mm-hmm. And then he's like trying to put Carl.
Right. That's not cool.
And no, it was very, very not cool.
Yeah, I agree.
And then I actually think it was really cool that like, everyone knows about it on the show, but they're playing it cool. Steven's the only one that didn't play it cool.
Yeah, well, I just think, first off, I'm sure that everybody has some sort of skeleton in their closet that they don't want put on national TV. And so it's like those kind of things, maybe, you know, as a camaraderie of being like a cast on a show, you just kind of like keep those on the DL.
Yeah.
Okay, so 53% said Carl broke his heart. So I guess they don't think he's a villain. He needs to like step, like, I love his sass and I love his commentary. And I think everything that he says is like mostly very funny, but he needs to not be so bitter. Like, stop hating on Amit. He's like, Amit is such a non-motherfucking, they are such non-entities. They don't even need to be here. They're probably not going to be on this season, like the next season. But it's like, you know what would be really good on the next season is like some diversity of another brunette and a redhead. You.
Yeah. Or like a black person. No,
well, yes. But I was thinking like you and me could be the replacements on the show.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, like a brunette and a strawberry blonde.
But like we would stay there all
week, and we would not have summer bodies. No summer bodies.
No, I mean if I knew I had to be on that, I could pull.
Well,
I'd
probably just move to West Virginia for a week, get myself a prescription of Adderall, and then just really just take it to town. Okay, next, who is the better model? The Rinna kids or Mason Grammer?
The Rinna kids. I wasn't feeling Mason.
Like, I think she has a very much low Bosworth look to her in certain angles, but I think she's still in an awkward stage and she's not that good of a walker. When have you ever seen a model smile on a runway?
She was thinking about pizza the whole time. Well,
aren't we always, as models, always thinking about pizza and like milkshakes and things we'll never get to eat in our lifetime?
Remember when Gigi Hadid, it was her graduation party from high school, and like her mom let her have two bites of cake. And she was like, oh, this is so good.
Or like,
and she's like, yeah,
or like when she was like, Gigi was on a shoot and she was starving, and Yolanda's like, here's three almonds. And it was like, oh, yeah, you're not perpetuating an eating disorder. Awesome. So 71% said the Rinna kids, which is funny because everybody hates the Rinna kids, I feel.
They just came out with like a new Mac line, and they're in a new Mac.
The Rinna kids are? Ooh, interesting. I want to like them because I'm sure that they're just like normal.
Oh, I love them. I want their spinoff.
As a family. I'm into it as a family. Yes, but I don't need the Rinna. Like, yes.
like Harry Hamlin and Rena talking outside in the backyard. She's like, Harry Hamlin, I just love you. This? Like, you're making me tear up. You at Berkeley alone being homesick. Delilah Bell, I'm her best friend now. I'm a momager and we're best friends. We FaceTime even when they're peeing.
Oh yeah, that was fun. Wait, but what was Harry Hamlin's analogy that he used? Like a fish growing up in water.
Oh, a fish in water. A fish growing up in water.
Yeah, they don't know the difference.
And then did you see Lisa Rinna's thong in that moment?
Yes, I was like, oh, there's a whale tail. I know. I was actually surprised. She's
a fish in water.
He doesn't seem like someone who wears underwear to me. I don't know why.
She wears black thongs.
Yeah, she wears black thongs. I'm in for the spinoff. I agree. I want Harry loves Lisa plus DB and AG.
Yes.
Oh, DB and AG actually are D-bag.
I love Val and Amelia Grace.
Oh my God. they're the D-bags.
I love it.
Oh, I love it so much. Okay. Sorry. So 71% said the Rinna kids. Okay. Is LVP going to take down Doritos? Yes, and we're making popcorn. No, she loves PK.
That was like a very awkward
what
moment.
What is her allegiance? First off, I died when she was like, I like you because I like your husband. And I was like, oh, you know, Dorit was like, Jagga is my best friend now.
Like, I mean, she's basically like, this is what Lisa Vanderpump came to. She said, you know what? I didn't want you to go alone in the cab because I didn't want PK to get mad at me for sending you home in a cab alone. Like, that's it. Like, and I'm only friends with you because of your husband, because we have friends in England and Europe and the world. And that's the only reason I talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was like she's basically, this is what she did when she got rid of Brandy.
Yeah.
Like, she literally just turned on her and was like, you're done, bitch. She's like, you're going to go to Kelly's luau and you're about to get roasted.
Yeah. And then she's like, don't take my $600 red faux fox fur.
Yeah. That was pretty funny. But like, and then I just couldn't understand Dorit. She's like, Lisa, I would never say those things about you. And it's bitch, we all saw it. Like, why don't you just say, maybe it got misinterpreted. What I was trying to say is based on what you told me, and maybe I misinterpreted it.
I mean, basically, this whole fight, like, this whole fight was literally about her taking a cab, kind of. That was what the fight was about. And then the fight was about her talking behind her back.
It all stemmed from the Pally House dinner.
Right.
And like, we're still talking about the Pally House. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Like, it's the whole thing just doesn't make sense to me.
No. And then I didn't like that Kyle and LVP are already made up.
I'm fine with it because I think that they're always like, they're frenemies,
you
right?
You hold me to a higher standard.
I think she totally does, though, because I think that they're not real friends. I think they're allies on the show.
Agreed.
And they're like, and they know this is our show.
Yeah.
And then nobody's going to take over our position. Yeah. But we, if we're going to be on this show, we need to be on the same side because it's not going to be one or the other. It's going to be both of us unless one of us decides on our own accord to leave.
Right. And then LVP copped to the mistake and called Kyle Snow White. And then you know what? I liked Kyle. Kyle got some balls. I think she knows she's got Rinna on her side. She's got Teddy on her side. Mm-hmm. They can go to Soul Cycle together.
Well, and plus, like, Kyle, I think in the beginning.
And she has Erica.
Well, yeah,
and
but
Erica, what kind of costume is she going to wear to the next fight?
Wait, but hold on. I think Kyle in the beginning, like, Lisa was like kind of above her in the sense of money, right? But now Kyle, like, Mauricio has this entire empire that, like, her and
is it called the agency?
I'm not sure. I don't think they don't ever talk about it.
Right. I've never seen it advertised.
Yeah, there's never been a water bottle label or like a hat or a shirt or anything. And they've never stayed in like one of the houses that might be put up for sale. But like now they're like worthy adversaries. Like they are on the same level. So like Kyle knows that she can like push it now because she has her own money. Like she doesn't need Lisa for status.
She got American Girl. Yeah. She's a producer.
Yeah, American Woman, where she steals all the clothes from.
American Girl. Well, the
I was like, I just went with it because I thought you were.
I had Samantha.
I never had the American Dolls. I thought they were dumb. Now they're like, I can't believe how much they've lasted. There's like an American Girl store, American Girl store at the Grove, and they have.
There's like a beauty parlor.
There's a beauty parlor. There's a hospital. Like if your doll gets like broken, you take her to the hospital there. You can like.
I still have mine. If I ever have children, I'll have two out of the womb.
Ew, I hate them. They're just so creepy to me. Like I feel like I'd wake up and it'd just be like on top of me, like looking at me in the face. Just like, hello, I'm Samantha.
No, Samantha was like the bitchy. No, Samantha was like. The kind of like she was like she was pretentious.
So who would you be as an American Girl?
I mean, why did I have Samantha?
Oh, I don't know.
My sister had Molly and Kirsten.
I don't know what.
And then my younger sister had the one you made yourself.
Oh, like a do-it-yourself doll. So I had like three arms and a leg.
Yeah, you can. Well, more like you make it look like your eye color and stuff.
Oh, I never had them.
If you have three arms, that's
fine. I never had them. I just like, I never had like Barbies really either. Like, I had the Barbies because I wanted the accessories. So, like, I would take the Barbie and just like put it in a basket, but then I'd like play with the accessories.
What would you do with the accessories if you weren't putting them on Barbie? You weren't fitting them.
I was a very tiny gal. underweight, some might say. And then I told myself once I hit 30. I don't know what I was doing. Like, it'd be like, or like, I wanted like the dollhouse or like those kind of accessories. Like, I had like Polly Pockets. Did you have Polly Pockets?
So, I still joke about Polly Pocket.
What are your like hilarious jokes about it?
Well, like when we sit on people's laps, we're like, oh, we're Polly Pocket. We're so tiny. They can't even feel us. Like,
you just broke my leg.
They're like, why is my leg asleep?
Because I'm fat, asshole. And that's the Polly Pocket joke. Hilarious.
Okay, wait. What did you think about Bethany stepping in?
Oh, no. You know how I feel about Bethany. Yeah. Like, she came for Erica last year and Erica wasn't down, and then she doesn't know the facts, and then she still has to like, she basically comes there because she wants to make sure she gets camera time on that show. So like, if she hadn't said anything, she always would have.
Well, no, what, remember she always has wanted to move to LA. Like, I feel like she really has taken this Jason Hoppe like stalking thing to the next level, because she really wants to get full custody of Bryn so she can move to LA, and then she could join the Beverly Hills franchise.
I don't think she would fit. She wouldn't fit on Beverly Hills. None of the girls.
They'd give her the spot.
Yeah, but like Erica wouldn't want it. Like Erica would just be like, eh, whatever. Like I can't figure out who would film with her.
She'd be like, this is my new town. You're in my town.
Yeah.
And then when she starts making fun of LBP's accent. Yeah.
Wait, no, DeReet's accent. When she's like, you know, it's like the English. She's British. And she's like, no, she's like, what? Where is she from? Like, Connecticut. She's like, what? That was a funny Bethany moment. I will give her that one.
But I laughed
at that. I thought that was funny. But also, you know, she knows Dorit's from Connecticut. Like, you know, Bethany knows all the players and all the details, but pretends like she doesn't because she's so busy.
No. And then also Erica Jane put it best. She's like, she's a big dog that wants to pee on everyone. And then she's like, oh, you did great at Christina Aguilera's birthday party. And it's like, Bethany, were you really invited to that?
No, she saw a screenshot probably. And then she probably was like, because if you recall, what she was telling Erica last year at the Hamptons was that her music video was like trying too hard.
Right. That was.
And then Erica's like, oh, okay. And then she's like, bye, bitch. I'm going to Christina Aguilera's birthday party to perform. Like, Bethany has to be nice to her now. Mm-hmm. But I think Erica would just would be like,
thank you, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. T-H-U-C-K. That I don't think it's a real word, but I enjoy it.
Thank you, fuck you.
Yeah.
I couldn't let her go alone. Yeah. And that's like how Bethany said that to her face.
Yeah.
I think I was proud of LBP there.
Yeah, I just thought, like,
don't let Bethany.
Yeah, Bethany doesn't get to do that. You. Like, no. And she doesn't get the screen time. Like, she doesn't deserve the screen time for it. No. Okay, so 63%. By the way, 40 minutes later, LVP is going to take down Doritos and we're going to eat popcorn and watch.
40 minutes? Try an hour and five. But we already did all of Summer House.
No, I'm saying since we started this poll question. Oh. Okay.
uh-oh, it's the morning after.
These are always my favorite ones.
Who did I sleep with?
Was it all of the Schwartz triplets? Oh, or God. Was it Stassi's ex, Patrick?
Patrick. That was a hard, easy, I mean, that was like the easiest question ever.
Really?
You want to sleep with the three Schwartz? Oh, God. They're
but
in
they
bed.
Probably don't know how to have sex.
Oh my God, I just don't want to go there.
And so it's probably, they're probably just like pet you.
No.
I think they just pet you then be like, we have to leave now. Our basement's calling us. No. Okay, well, 73% agreed with you.
Yeah. Jesus.
Okay, guys, if you have any, those were the ends of our polls. If you guys have any suggestions for us or something that you like need to know, like, please feel free to message us these questions because we come up with these which are fun. But like sometimes like that Sheena, would you take a picture with Sheena? I was like laughing at that because I sat there for a good 5 minutes questioning what I would do.
Yeah. Send us poll questions. I really like
that.
Yeah,
I love that.
And then so we kind of tried to do a new thing tonight.
Wait, we haven't done our reviews yet.
Yeah, no, I know.
Oh.
But I'm just saying, let us know if you like our new. We did a kind of a new format that we just kind of did the polls and then talked about all our feelings. I have a few last comments about VPR.
Yeah, we'll still talk about our feelings, but we, you know, sometimes we have to jump around a lot. And I don't know if you guys have known, but since inception of this, we can't go in chronological order. It doesn't work for us. So if you like this new concept, also let us know. But if you don't like it, do not give us one star. Just DM us your opinion. We don't need one star.
Five stars only.
Five stars only. Speaking of which.
And we'll read some of your five-star reviews.
I'm going to read this one. This is from Caitlin Goodwin. Mm-hmm. Rotten hell. Yes, I love this podcast. 5 stars. I'm furious that I didn't come across this podcast sooner. Every week, I sit down with a jar of Tommy's cookies, like the fat Shannon I am, and listen to two judgy girls. I've never laughed so hard at a podcast. Their impressions are phenomenal. From Smoker Luann to They're Just Hands, Leanne. I can't get enough. Keep it judgy, Caitlin.
Oh my God, Caitlin, that was these are my favorite things to read.
You guys, okay. Because you guys are so funny.
This is from, I have a TJG problem. I can't even. 5 stars, mm-hmm. obviously. Mm-hmm. You know you have a problem when you DM TJG asking them when the next episode of the podcast airs because you're going through withdrawals. Why Bravo hasn't given you guys. I finished the bottle of wine. T, not two, I want to say the letter 2.
You can just say
JG, yeah. Their own show, or Bravo Andy hasn't followed them back is beyond me. I give them 6 out of 5 Doritos. Keep on judging, ladies.
So good. Okay, I have another one. Bravo's new burn book by Karina Can Rot in Hail. 5 stars. First of all, thank you, ladies, for existing. Never did I think there would be podcasts about shows that I would consider being embarrassing to watch in front of others. You guys bring so much humor, yet a lot of truth on some of these crazy peeps. By far, my favorite accents are the fabulous Doritos accent and our saucy Brittany, who should, by the way, have Jack's raw inhale. I travel to SF and I live in LA, and I'd love to join y'all for a meetup ASAP. Guys, coming in June.
Yeah, June, we're going to do... Let's just say it right now. We're going to do June 12th.
Whatever that Tuesday
June
is.
12th. We want to do a see you next Tuesday. Hopefully he's there. If not, I feel like we can end up at Hamburger Mary's.
Yeah, but we'll start at Sir. We have 3 months. We're going to DM. Oh, we've got an in with Logan.
You guys, June 12th, start making your plane tickets.
Yes. If somebody within the jury speaks wants to make like an event for it, like DM us so that we know like one person's going to do it. And then we can kind of start planning from there. I think that'd be really fun. June 12th. Okay, perfect. Do you want to read one more?
Oh, no, I'm out of it.
Oh, can I read one more then?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, did I read this one last week? I can't remember. Did I read my 600-pound review?
No, I don't think you did.
If I didn't, I just love the title. This is.
Don't worry, we still have it on my DVR at my house.
Okay. If I read this last week, I'm sorry. I literally can't remember anything, but I don't think we did. Okay. My 600-pound review by Savvy Jane 4. Five stars only, obvi, for Mary and Courtney. Your impressions, tangents, and detailed analysis of all my favorite Bravo shows make my Friday mornings even better. I only wish we could be friends in real time eating beer cheese at Andelay's. Well, we could be friends in real time if you come to our event.
Yes. Okay.
Now that we've done that, there's a few things, a few many things on
there's just
VPR
a few things
we got to talk about.
It's just VPR that we need. We just Beverly Hills and Summer House mm-hmm. are done.
Except that I want to comment Teddy's glam squad. It took him like 4 hours to put together her horrible ponytail. I want to say that, again, Kyle's godson now looks even more like Lala than before. And then I wanted to say Dory, when she's like, I'm wearing a vampire outfit because I got blood drawn, and she keeps pointing to her tits. And I'm like, is that why they look like that? Like, I don't get it. And then she's like, and I'm like, was that in Twilight? Like, what movie is that? What a vampire makes the sound a vampire makes.
Well, she probably confused the accent.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
A vampire accent.
Okay. And I did love Rinna being like, what's going on? Do I want to know what's going on? I don't know if I want to go know what's going on. Should I know what's going on? I want to know. I got to know. I'm Team Rinna.
She has to know.
Yeah. She's the baddest bitch in the room.
I saw like a meme today that the car ride, because she didn't know on the car ride what had happened the night before. Mm-hmm. And then it was like,
because she has kids. She has kids.
Right. The meme was like, riding in a lift line hungover.
Oh, Danny posted that. Yeah, Danny posted so that. Good. I was cracking up, especially because Kyle's drinking a bottle of water, and I was like, that is me. It's like everybody hungover. Okay. So that's all I wanted to say about Beverly Hills.
I wanted to say that Rob did not buy that big hair bear house. Well, I think he bought it for $375, and I think it's about $425.
Well, it's first off, it's his.
He's like, it's triples. That's not $1 million house.
One, why did he have to say the price? That's gross. Don't do that. Yeah. Two, it's a family house because it's listed on VRBO, and the owner is Lori, and his mother's name is Lori. So when I put two and two together, I just assume it's a family.
The checkout, though, like, we have to, like, we don't have a cleaning company.
Okay, I'm like, what is this? Sheena's, like, first off, the cottage manual. I love that it says that, cottage manual. Secondly, it was like, what is this, Sheena's wedding? Like, remember the day after that Sheena didn't hire a cleaning crew, and so they had to clean up after her wedding?
Oh, my God.
Like, that's how you know you're a cheap ass, is, like, you have a crop top wedding dress like hers, and then you have.
I hire a cleaning crew for charity causes.
I hire a cleaning crew for my own room because I'm too lazy to clean it myself. Like, I just, you know, some sacrifices.
Those are necessities.
It's like, how much money is your time worth? Yeah, I'm hiring the cleaning crew.
$135 a month.
And she was just walking around with that manual, like she was like sitting on top of the world. Like, this is our lake house, like waking people up, like, make sure you take your sheets off. I'm like, if she came into my room and did that, I would chuck her with a pillow and then I would like tar and feather her.
And then James and Laura are like, let's take a hot tub.
Oh, that was just, it's like, clearly, I think they both love each other.
No, she will always love her man.
My human
more.
Being. That is my human being.
And then I loved his line. Ray J hit it first before Kanye.
Mm-hmm. And that did make me laugh. But I was also like, if I was Raquel, I'd be like, what the fuck? And then Raquel's like, Lala, can I talk to you for a second? I know like you and James like had a relationship before, and I just like want to make sure it's not gonna go into my relationship. Is that okay?
She's like, don't worry about it. My man, I've had mile high sex with him, but only on PJs, private jets, and we used 7 condoms because he
and
was
then
married.
She's like,
and he didn't want my
Yo,
babies.
James, your chick like tried to talk to me. And I'm like, no, no. When Lala, when
she's like, but you have nothing to worry about.
When Lala said on Jenny McCarthy's show that she thinks Tupac took over her body when he died. I was like, bitch, you were like 3. Secondly, like, what activism are you doing? Like, Tupac was like a very big like activist. And I just, it makes me mad. And then you know what also kind of annoyed me? And you tell me this. Billie Lee, they were talking about Billie Lee's vagina and how she got it done in Thailand.
She's just not fitting.
Why is she shaming people's vaginas though? She's like, I've seen some vaginas. And I'm like, not to be rude, but I didn't get to pick mine. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was like, I felt like she was like body. I felt like she was body shaming.
No, you're.
Am I stretching? I just felt like
that's a stretch from okay, Courtney.
I just felt not body shaming. I just felt like I was like.
I mean, that's like saying like kneecaps are body shaming.
Did you like the cat video I tagged her in today?
Ew, no, that was really gross.
No, I just felt like I just was like, what? I didn't like the way she said it. Like, have you seen some vaginas? And I was like, maybe I'm self-conscious about mine. Like, should I be self-conscious about it? Like, what? Why?
Well, I've been to Thailand, and it's like all they call them ladyboys there.
With the ping pong balls.
No.
Oh, is that something different? Is that something different?
The ping pong show.
Yeah.
Ping pong show. I did not do that when I was there.
You weren't the star of the show?
No. I'd be afraid of getting vagina shamed.
Serious, though. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
I didn't know that was a thing. Well, actually, Brandy Glanville, she got a lawsuit over that.
Oh,
a smelling vagina.
Vaginas are a very sensitive subject. Wait, okay. I did laugh, too, when, like, Rob was like, hey, guys, let's just like, go for, like, a bro beer. And he's like,
yeah, let me just talk about my $375,000 house.
Yeah, and he's tripled, like,
but I don't really own it, and I have to PRBO it.
And he was like,
and I was married to a princess, and I don't love Sheena. I'm doing it.
And Jax's line where he goes, let me see, Princess of Brunei or Sheena from Azusa?
No, Jax is the voice of reason.
I hate him so much, but he's so fucking funny. Like, he has no self-awareness for himself, right? Like, no self-awareness, but like awareness, hardcore awareness of the group around him.
Yeah. Well, he's a manipulator. He's a sociopath. So,
but like when he was like,
yeah,
and they're like, he's like, oh, I like your shirt. Oh, Rob has that shirt. Like, oh, can you make me some eggs? Rob makes the best eggs.
Rob can walk on water.
He's like, why is he so, he's so funny. But, like, I want to hate him so much.
No,
because he's an asshole.
He's great. Because we hate Sheena so much, and she's so delusional, and she listens to her own song when she opens up IKEA furniture. That? And then, wait, the divorce closet? The divorce closet, people. Selling your ex's stuff. Why don't you call up Shay and give him back his snowboard?
My favorite, somebody tweeted him and said, Shay, did you ever get your snowboard back? And he said, no. He never got, like, why? Yeah, why is she selling it? Like, surely, I'm sure her mom would be happy to come over and get it and like deliver it so she could then tweet about it and tell us all what happened. Like, I think it's,
but then I also like, I loved that whole scene because Kristen has no storyline this season, so the producers are like, okay, we need you to confront Sheena with this and say that her man's not saying I love you. Like, they're trying. Kristen's doesn't fit in the show anymore, I don't think.
No, because she's not crazy anymore. But it made me think of, like, that whole scene.
No, but, like, and she doesn't work there.
Right,
and
like, she has no – her only connection to the show is, like, the peripheral of a Witches of WeHo, which you can tell she's, like, trying to itch for a storyline, right? Like, she's like, oh, I'm going to take Jax down. Like, oh, okay, like, I'm going to fly out Brittany's mom. And then it's, like, not working. She's like, God damn it. But okay, but did and it then, not remind you then, of did that scene though not remind you of like Bridesmaids where Kristen Wiig's like giving the speech to Maya Rudolph or Rose Byrne is and she's like, sometimes I feel like I don't even have to say anything and I can just look at you and you know what I'm saying. And like when Sheena's like, he doesn't say it, but I know he fucking adores me. I see the way he looks at me. I'm like,
I know my man loves me. Loves me.
I was like, does he? Because we had the camera when you guys woke up and you said, I love you. And he said,
Where's my dog?
Like, you're my she's like, you're my favorite. He's like, where'd Frankie go? And you could tell she's like,
but just, you know what? Jax is threatened by Rob. He's taller, he's younger, he's better looking. And yeah, Rob can't express it. And we don't say it, but I feel it. And I'm not that dumb girl. He adores me. We're buying a house together. We've named our first daughter Madison Marie Parks Valletta.
Okay,
Jax is going
these
down.
These editors need a fucking Emmy. She's giving that, and then they zoom into her talking interview head where she's like, Madison Marie Parks Valletta. It's like, so oh, man, the whole thing. It was so good. Now, tell me this. I used to think that Stassi was, like, ridiculous about her birthday. And then there's Ariana, however the hell you say her name. Oh,
God. About Tom's
yes,
birthday?
And I'm like, I think she thinks he's going to cheat on her. And that's why she wants to go to Vegas. Because, like, if my boyfriend said it was his birthday, but he has to go to Vegas for work because his boss is telling him that, like, I think I would just be like, okay, like, maybe I could come if you guys aren't doing dinner. And then it's like, oh, you are doing dinner. It's like, okay, like, just we'll celebrate when you get back.
Yeah. I like, who celebrates their birthday on their own birthday with their friends? Or their, I always celebrate it with my
literally everybody but you. I celebrate it with my friends always.
I have a weird birthday. I feel like it's always
literally
like,
your birthday.
My birthday last
is November 9th. It is not a weird birthday. You just choose to
no, Trump got elected on my birthday. That was like somber. But yeah, actually I was with my friends.
So you were with your friends.
Yeah. I've had a lot of wine. I had 3 glasses now.
Okay. Well then let's make sure that we've said everything we need to. Do you feel good about it?
I feel good about it. I think it's dumb that Ariana's going to Vegas.
I think it's dumb too. I mean, if everybody's going, then fine. But like Tom, like Ariana, you are not one of the guys. I mean, maybe you're one of the guys because you won't sleep with your boyfriend, but maybe you do because he gives you multiple orgasms and like things are good, but like maybe they're not. I don't know, but it's just.
They're on the outs.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they're on the outs. I think that they'll stay together, but I think they're like, they need to spice it up.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Okay. Is there any homework that needs to be done?
Tell us if you like this new version, because we're all over the place. Did you enjoy more ADD, or do you like our regular script?
Yes, tell us that. And if you do like it, then a 5-star review is great. Again, the jury speaks. Join that on Facebook. That's fantastic.
And book your plane tickets to LA for Tuesday, June 12th to meet up with us and talk all things Bravo.
Yes, exactly. It will be fun. We'll try to do like maybe like drinks at Sir. Maybe we'll go over to Pump. Like we'll maybe TomTom will be open by then.
Oh,
that would
be
wonderful. But we'll make a night of it. It'll be fun. It's, you know, it'll be fun. Great. Okay.
Yes.
On that note.
Okay. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but 5 times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.